Burton Simpson, and I am co-chair of the Sheridan Hollow Alliance for Renewable Energy Share. I'm also the county legislator for the 2nd Legislative District. And we're here today to deliver our analysis of the governor's proposed frack natural gas microgrid that's slated to be in the old Answers location at 79 Sheridan Avenue. Interestingly enough, within about 2 to 4 hours of our release of the advisory for this press event, NYPA came out with a statement that talked about their willingness to explore alternative energy possibilities. What concerns us about that is we have given them our analysis of the request for proposal with a detailed explication of the disinformation and the errors that were in it. And we know that they're sophisticated people. And so the fact that they didn't explicitly commit to a request for proposal for renewable alternatives and an environmental impact study gives me concern, because if you break down their statement, it basically boils down to they're going to stop, look, and listen. What we require is action. What we don't want to happen is a release of the contract for the proposed fracking natural gas plant at the 79 Sheridan Avenue location. If we didn't have the history of the Answers plant, it would be bad. But if you realize the harm that was done to that community, and you do an analysis of the promises that were made for the old Answers plant, the caution that was given to the community that there was nothing to actually be concerned about, and it was only after dark debris from garbage wafted into the snow on the mansion that they actually decided to close that plant. A lot of the same foibles that happened in terms of promises that were not kept are being replicated now. And so in the legacy of what happened with Answers, it's difficult for us to understand how the governor can square his goals for renewable energy, for divesting from frack fossil fuels, with the proposal to impose frack gas on a community that has already really been decimated. Even if the proposed goals could be met by the frack plant, it still would a very modest decrease in the detrimental toxins that people are exposed to. But on careful analysis, their proposed goals really can't be met by the data that's in the request for proposal. There are some people that are given the indication from NYPA that they have a dedicated purpose for the plant that is supposedly for resilience, to be an independent hog in the case of an emergency, and that they're going to reduce the toxins. But even if to do it the right way, it would take an additional year, for example. You have to think about the implications of somebody born 5 years, 10 years, 15 years from now, living for a 20, 30-year period with daily exposure to carcinogenic emissions and other toxins. Clearly, we've documented a whole host of alternatives that could be done here in Albany. And what we're asking for is simple due diligence to do a thorough request for proposal so that experts in the field can actually compete to do what we know has been done in several other places. The NYPA statement yesterday really doesn't commit to concrete action, and it lends itself to interpretation for whatever you want to make of it. So what we're asking for is a commitment from the governor not to let the frack microgrid contract, honest, diligent request for proposal from experts, which we know can yield a viable alternative, and then the Department of Environmental Conservation to supervise an environmental impact statement on the results. Nothing less than that will be satisfactory to us. The notion that NYPA can either do it their way or won't do it at all is not acceptable to us. People have been damaged in the past, people are presently being damaged, and they'll be damaged in the future. So we're prepared to do everything necessary to make sure that the state fulfills its responsibility to to be good stewards of the earth and to take care of an environmental justice community that has suffered too much in the past and is still suffering by the emissions.
My name is Keith Hsu. I am a technical advisor, electrical engineer, volunteering with a group of science folks that are looking at the proposal that NYPA has put forward. We've done a substantive analysis of what has been proposed, and we gave it to NYPA. Today, we're going to be delivering a letter to the governor that includes that analysis to really show what's wrong with the proposed project that's out there right now that NYPA has proposed. We are glad that NYPA has said that they are willing to look at renewable alternatives, but we're not ready to celebrate. We're going to celebrate when this project that's been currently proposed, which is a frack gas project, is replaced. When the proposed CHP project is replaced with one that truly lives up to the commitments of the governor toward renewable energy and protecting an environmental justice community. So the best way to move forward in the right direction is to have a good understanding of what's wrong with the current proposal. That's what we've done with our analysis, and so I'm going to talk a little bit about what those issues are. First of all, I need to say that if this project is proposed, the CHP, Combined Heat and Power Project, is put forward, the state, the capital of New York, will be receiving 90% of its electricity from fracked gas burned in Sheridan Hollow. It will be receiving 100% of its heating and cooling from fracked gas burned in Sheridan Hollow. And it will be burning 50% more, or almost 50% more fracked gas in Sheridan Hollow. We know there's a better way than doing that. And it also perpetuates disproportionate exposure of a community that has suffered long enough to the harms of pollution. NYPA has said that their current proposal is a great benefit for efficiency. We've examined that, and we now know it to be not true.